your desire. And as I lift my hands to worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, let's sing it like live through me. This evening, oh yes, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, and as I
you all. Let's remember the announcements again this afternoon. Of course, as we know, is the worship service and set aside for that. And then March 16th, the youth banquet at 3 o'clock. Brother Andrew Glover ministering for us and a meal after that. And also the questions and answers for the young people and games and all youth activities for the little ones. Remember also March 17th, the next day, one service. Brother Andrew Glover ministering for us at the regular service time. And then the Easter weekend meeting, March 29th to 31st. Friday at 7, Brother Solomon Huffman. Saturday at 4, Brother Tim Cross, and a meal after that. And then Sunday, the regular service, Brother Tim Cross. And then, let's see, the Easter weekend meeting. Also, remember, sign up downstairs for what you're going to bring for the food. And see Sister Esther Smallwood or Sister June if you have any questions about that. And then also remember the anniversary meeting, July 4th. That weekend, Brother Chris Long, Brother Mike Oltick ministering for us. Remember all the requests we mentioned this morning. Continue to remember Brother and Sister Dale, especially Sister Dale, stopped up, not breathing good. So remember her, Little Hudson, Brother Bob's dad, and also Sister June's dad's caregiver, Kathy, with a rash. And also Sister Barbara's granddaughter, Rihanna, with a sick stomach. Just remember her. And then Brother Darty with the flu, Sister Regina, streaming in today also, cramping in her legs. Just remember her. And all unspoken requests, let's all go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for us to be here, Lord, once again. We pray you just bless us in the worship service this afternoon and set aside a time for us to just worship you. Lord, we know in your word you said you would inhabit the praises of your people. And you're always here, Lord, for that, for this worship services. But, Lord, we invite you, especially this afternoon, for the whole time of worship, that you come and inhabit the praises of us, Lord, and we lift it up to you. Thank you for letting your presence be here, Lord, to heal the sick and save the lost and anything else that needs to be done. May it all be for your glory and honor. pray you bless all the upcoming meetings, the Easter weekend meeting and the youth meeting, and may it all be for your glory as well. Touch all the sick, Lord, we've been mentioning. Brother Sister Dale, continue to touch them, Lord, little Hudson. And thank you for touching Brother Bob's dad, for continuing to hold him up. And also Kathy and Rihanna, and Brother Darty, Sister Regina, be with them, Lord. And bless all the unspoken requests the hands were raised for. We love you and we thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you as you're seated.
We're all some in this place. I'm the Father, and you are worthy of our praise. Oh, to you our lives we raise, and you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, just continue to pray unto him. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Testimony this evening, so Sister Mary, if you would like to make your way up here. No? You gonna wait? Or, okay. All right. Amen. I tell you, we've been having a lot of testimonies lately. They've just been blessing my heart to see what God's doing in our midst. And you can never go wrong with a testimony. It's only to just tell others what God is doing. Even if it's behind closed doors and we don't see it, it's just giving him all the glory. Amen. Do you want a mic? Okay.
Really good news. Last Sunday, I remember, I'm going to try and make it really fast. I came to be, y'all realize, I don't know if y'all remember, I was prayed for by Brother Wade. This man can perform miracles. And I asked him, I said, Brother Wade, can you pray for me to get the Holy Ghost, please? Because I don't know how to get it. I just know I'm struggling. I was struggling with PTSD, and it's gone. Oh, man. And I remember he asked me, he said, are you sure you're ready? And I said, yeah. Because I'm the type of person, I guess because of military, I can't do hypocrisy. It's either one way or another. You know what I'm saying? So I either have to choose to be a believer or be a Christian. I cannot do that. I can't. I just can't. So for a very long time, I blamed myself for my car wreck. I don't know if you all remember my BMW. I got a car. I was in a car wreck with my BMW. So I was so angry with God because I'm like, that's my BMW you took away from me. I worked so hard for that, you know. I was the probably the first one to drive a BMW in my family. And it was not cheap. And I was so angry, and I'm like, God, you took my BMW. That's my BMW you took. And I would be so angry, and God knows, like Brother Wade said, sometimes God has to get you off of your high horse.
Right.
And let me tell you, he got me off of my high horse real quick because I was doing too much. So something told me, I paid all my fines and stuff like that, so something told me to look up. Apparently there was a post sign involved that my BMW hit also. And as y'all know, everything was paid for because it was totaled. And something told me to look up the owner of that post sign, because when I went to court, apparently he's wanted them, you know, he wanted to be paid for the post sign or something. I don't know. And something told me to just write him and just look for him and write him and just apologize for his post sign. You know, because I felt so bad. Because that's, you know, that's his business. And I wrote him. And my caregiver just told me. So anyway, I was going through his Facebook post and I could see how he was making fun of my BMW, how he got wrecked, and calling it, just making fun of it. And I got so mad because I'm like, yo, you don't understand the story behind this BMW. So he was like, oh, they're not a powerful machine like you think it is. They are a powerful machine because guess what? Somehow through that BMW, all the airbags deployed. That's how I survived. And here I am telling him sorry. Well, guess what? My caregiver, who just happens to replace my other caregiver who usually comes with me, and she's Catholic, by the way, so thanks, Brother Wade. So the coins and she struggles with, she's deaf in one ear. So when I tell you it's been coincidence after coincidence, anyway, I was telling her my story and she told me, you can sue that man for slander and get millions because her sister is a lawyer. So here I am, we're going to get Subway, and I'm like, well, another thing, this church, we don't believe in suing, taking somebody to court. So she's like, if I were you, I would do it. So y'all please pray for me because I'm not going to, I have a lot of debt, okay? I have a lot of debt and I want another BMW. Oh, man.
No.
And my little sister would tell me, you need to find a lawyer and sue somebody. And I just couldn't do it. Well, y'all give me the grace because if that's the case, I don't know how much I can get for slander. But she's like, just find a lawyer and sue that man. Because I have screenshots of how he was making fun of my BMW. I mean, I even have a screenshot of how I wrote him a message on Facebook apologizing. And apparently my case had not been settled in court. So regardless of how it happened, that's apparently that's slander in Georgia. And plus, I'm a veteran, so y'all can't tell me God doesn't exist. Because he really, really does. Believe me, he does. When I tell you he can change me, and I've done it all. Everything. I mean, I even joined the military and wore pants. Who does that? I caught myself throwing away my makeup in my car, she can tell you I was literally throwing them away. If that's not God, I don't know who it is. Because I want to leave an example to the young people God knows, especially when I come to church. Thank you all so much. Josh is telling me to hurry up. My bad. Thank you, guys.
Lord, he knows how to get our attention, but he also knows how to guide us through all these situations. So, yeah. Just continue to pray for the situation. Amen. Let's sing that chorus, I Will Praise the Lord. KF. Amen. I think Sister Nala, if you can get prepared for your song.
Oh, I will praise the Lord.
Was far too wide, but from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide, left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. There at the cross, you paid the debt I owed, broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time, I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied, and thank you, Jesus. It has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus. You have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. And you took my place, laid inside.
tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end.
For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb.
And thank you, Jesus,
for the blood applied.
And thank you, Jesus,
it has washed me white.
Thank you, Jesus,
you have saved my life,
brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
And there is nothing stronger than the wonderwork.
Heard that song recently, and it's such a powerful song. I believe each of us as Christians get to a point in our lives where somewhere along the path that you're walking with the Lord, you kind of stop asking Him for things, and you start thanking Him. You thank Him for the things that has been. You thank Him for the things that are happening. And then the things you need that you don't have, you start thanking Him for them, and you start to see that manifest. There's such a power and such a reality, and just thank Him for it. You need healing, start thanking Him for it. Whatever you need, whatever you've had need of. And it's such a lesson. If you start to look at that area of gratitude, you start thanking the Lord, is such a powerful thing. And then you start to notice not the things you don't have, but what God has already blessed you with, and how you can be a blessing to others. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one more song before our brother comes. God on the Mountain in the key of C. Amen. Oh, life is easy, and when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But it's when things change, and you're down in the valley. Oh, don't lose faith, child.
make you happy this evening? For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, oh, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times, the God of the day is still God in the night. The talk of faith when we're up on the mountains, oh, the talk comes so easy when life's at its best.
Each and every one of you back with us. And we appreciate your attendance. We appreciate your patience with us as we're going to go about a little bit different this afternoon and put a little bit on the worship part of the service. And if you're if you got your Bibles, let's turn to Psalms 100. But we'll read it on the screen here in just a second. I want to thank all the musicians, song leaders, all the anyone that has anything to do with the worship service, even taking up the offering is part of the worship service, because you worship in tithes and offerings, and you get a blessing for it. Amen. So we appreciate all of you. The announcements now, Brother Bob will be speaking for us Wednesday night, Lord willing. Next Saturday at 3 o'clock, Brother Andrew Glover will be with us. And we'll have a youth service, and I think Brother Tim Calhoun's going to bring several from his. He's got some new young people that are coming to church, so he's going to bring them. And pray for my contact. It's lost over here somewhere. But remember that, and then we'll have hot dogs, and then the fixings and trimmings, and Sister Jen and Sister Esther have been so gracious to coordinate all that. So just see them if you need any questions. If you've already paid, don't worry about bringing something unless you want to bring a dessert. And then the Sunday we'll have just one service too, and then a couple of weeks after that we'll have our Easter meetings. And Brother Tim Cross, he's coming, his brother-in-law is coming, and Brother Solomon Huffman, so they're going to bring a pretty good little group with them. And we'll have a good time then. We're going to have the meat catered, and then we'll Sister Esther will make squash casserole, and then we'll go in a rapture. So I wish, I hope, but she made some mean casserole. But let's go to Psalms 101, and you know, when we look at worship, we know that in the Bible that the children of Israel, when they would go to battle, kind of outstanding, when the children of Israel got ready to go to battle, what's the first thing they did? They didn't start sharpening their swords. They got all that prepared back in the camp. But when they got ready to move, the song service started. Song service started. They had the singers, and they had the psaltery, and they had the string instruments and all that. Because David, during the whole time of writing the Psalms, they were going to war. They were battling everywhere, you know. So he was quite familiar with singing. And, you know, he could play there and play a harp. And remember, the evil spirits went away from Saul and quit tormenting him just by David playing a beautiful note on a harp. So we know that music is part of worship service. It's not the main part. We don't worship for 2 hours and then preach for 30 minutes. No, it has its time, it has its place, and I believe we do it correct. I just want to, as the old saying is, sharpen our pencil a little bit and fill in some gaps and learn some new songs and learn some chords and see what the Lord has for us. So thank you all for coming, and be patient with us. It's the first time we've ever done it. So just be patient as we start through this. So let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this evening that you gave us. Wouldn't be anywhere else, Lord, but right here. Serving you, Father, and spirit and truth. And Lord, now I pray that you'd be with us in this worship part, that we even know that lifting up of holy hands is in the Bible, and it tells us to lift our hands in praise to you, Lord. And there's things that you look down and look through time, and you're in eternity, Lord, and you look down into time and you see us worshiping, and Lord, you're pleased with that. And Father, I pray that we'll do it more often, and we'll do it with fervor. We'll do it, Lord, with thanksgiving in our heart. As we're going to read the scripture here, we know that David, you gave him a song in his heart to write all these hundreds of psalms, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'd bring that same spirit today, Father, that it will anoint each one of us, Lord, for our job to the battle. We've been put on the forefront to defeat Satan in the end time, Father. And I pray, Lord, that this will be pleasing to your ears, Lord, and to your sight, and that your people will feel refreshed, Lord, when we're finished. And that we have been, Lord, not just a church service, but, Lord, a church worship. Lord, we worship you in song, but we know we worship you in the word of the Lord, and you're pleased with that, Lord. And I pray that you'd be with each one that has a part in the service, songs and instruments and taking up offerings and exhortation and testimonies, and all that is included in the worship service. And I pray that you'd just be with each one, Lord, that has a part in that. Refresh them and give them strength, Lord. Be with a little bride around the world, Father. And Lord, I pray a special prayer for this problem that we have, Lord, for this internet that's going on. Lord, that we can't get service sometimes in the morning. We know it's the devil. He'll let everything else go through the internet, but he tries to stop us. But boo devil, we are going to get this out to the people. And Father, we pray that you bless the ones that are watching in that can't get here, Lord. That's mainly why we have this, and you know that. And you're mindful of those ones that can't get out, Lord, and that can't get to church service, Lord, that are older and have afflictions, Father. We know that it's important that they worship just as much as we do, and they are a part of the service. And Lord, so I pray that you just open that thing up, Lord, and let us have wisdom to get the equipment we need, maybe to get something else to work with. And Lord, you've given us absolute the greatest group of young men, and Brother Anderson and Brother Joseph and Brother Richard and Brother Bob and all the different ones, and excuse me, Brother Luis and all the ones that know anything about this computer system, Josh and different ones, Lord, that's put this thing together. Lord, I pray that you give them supernatural strength and effort and into putting all this together, Lord, so that it'll go out to your people. Father, just bless us now and further in this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give them a big hand, too. We appreciate it. There's some brothers that I'm acquainted with that ask me all the time, says, could you just send me one? You've got so many. Could you just send me one? Brother Claude, I was talking to him yesterday. He said, could you just send me one? I said, nah, got to keep them all. They decide to come here. So, you know, yeah, we'll keep them here. And if you need them, you can call them, but you can't have them. So you can pick their brain, but you can't take them with you. You know, they stay here. So he was very envious about he was an old computer guy back when they were doing the punch cards. That's how old he is, you know, when the computers went beep, 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 you know, and all that. And had rooms full of these things going around and around. That's how he first got started in IT. So he's very appreciative of what we do and what's produced online. I don't know if y'all look at it, but look at the website sometime. Look at some of the archive sermons and the quality and the things that that these brothers have put together and crawled up in this ceiling. There's not much in this ceiling. We didn't ask Brother Aaron to do that. Amen. That's right. We asked somebody skinny to get up and do it. Brother Anderson, he's long enough to reach up through here, but we had to run all these. If you can't see the wires, they've hit them all, but you can see them from right here. But they put it together just so that you can have a church service. And the people that can't come, that are sick, that they can have something to watch and be able to worship online, and we sure appreciate that. So let's go to Psalms 100, and let's talk about it just for a few minutes, and then we'll turn it over to Brother Joe. When we get finished with the exhortation here, then you can maybe take about a five-minute break, go to the restroom, or you know, loosen your fingers up and get ready to play. So Brother Joe's got the everything set up, so we'll just let him go. And I don't know if y'all know it or not, but Brother Joe's, our first regular song leader was his father here at this church in 1970 some odd, 1, 2, 3, somewhere in there. He was our song leader. Dad lead singing for a while, Brother Moat, because they didn't have anybody. And then Brother George Canada comes along, and he leads singing for several years. And he was actually here before Joe was even born. And I told him, I've known your dad longer than you have. And we have, because we all kind of grew up together, Brother John. And so it's just wonderful to see the cycle that we see the young Joseph come and pick up where Brother George is at. And we appreciate Brother Joe. He's got many, many hats that he wears, and he wears them well. So we appreciate that. So Psalms 100, verse 1. Here's a man that knows how to worship. David said, a psalm of praise, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. You know that word thanksgiving is something that you come and you honor. When we have Thanksgiving Day, we honor the pilgrims that came and gave us the new land here. And we give thanksgiving to the Lord for giving us a new land. He gave us the Holy Ghost. He gave us a new land to walk in. And he's going to give us what? This land. Amen. Because we're inheritors of this earth. And we're not going to heaven. Heaven's coming here. Amen. That's what we see. The new city was coming down out of heaven here on the earth. God's not going to destroy this earth. He made it for us to inhabit. So he's not going to destroy it. We're going to live on it and have dominion over it. That's what we should have been. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth through all generations. All right, you may be seated, and I'll read the rest of these. But Psalm 68, verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving, or confession, or praise. I'll get through some of these, and I'll make some comments. Psalms 33, verse 1 It says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. You know, you look at different arenas and venues, and you see you have your contemporary artist now, and you've got your old Southern Baptist, you know, that sings the sings like what we always say out of the Red Book. And then you've got your contemporary singers that sing a little bit different, with a little bit more upbeat or a little bit different sound to it. But if it's done by somebody with the Holy Ghost, see, that makes the difference. That's why you want to have a congregation that's full of the Holy Ghost, that every person that walks up here brings that little lick of fire with them. All right, and then takes that little lick of fire and then what? Extends it to you, the people. They're not up here singing for themselves. They're not up here for themselves. They're here to do what? Give that gift to you. All right? We don't want you to give it to the world, young adults, kids. Don't give it to the world. The world's going to just destroy you. Give it to God. Give it to the greatest people that ever walked on the face of the earth, and they're not out there. They're in here. So rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Listen, in other words, we should enjoy good worship. Right. We should enjoy when the Spirit of the Lord comes in and the presence just comes over, and it's like a breath of fresh air. And we can feel the presence of the Lord, and we can see. I want to be able to see the effects of that. Right. All right? I want to see the effects of that. The effects of that is worship with holy hands and say amen every once in a while and say thank you, Lord, for air conditioning. And I'm sorry, wait a minute. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Aaron that knows to come up here and do something with the air conditioning. And he plays the guitar, and he's the minister, and he's song leader. So he wears many hats, too, so we appreciate him. Where was I? Oh, praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10-string. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I like it when Richard plays skillfully with a loud noise. I like to hear that bass. And everybody's smiling and saying amen. So we like Brother Richard playing that bass. Today, we're going to brag on the musicians, all right? We'll brag on the preachers another time. Whenever we get good enough to get bragged on, we'll just brag on y'all. Amen. That's what Richard does good on the bass. All of you do a good job. Every one of you, and the ones that are practicing for other, playing other instruments. We got our sisters up here in front of the piano. I sure wish we had it spread out a little more where you didn't have to be in front of that piano, but maybe we can try to do that later on. Psalms 107, verse 20. Now look, the Bible says he sent his word and healed them. Now we quote this a lot, but it is also included with worship. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Because that's what you do when you come in here. Is it just repetition? Or is it just repetition for you? I'm asking you that question. Do we sing Amazing Grace because that's a song that everybody knows? That's a song everybody's comfortable with? And everybody knows the words without putting them on the screen? No, I sing Amazing Grace because I'm a recipient of that. I can relate to every verse in that song. Every verse. I can relate to that. And that's what you need to do. Make it personal. When you come in here and somebody sings a special, it ought to be special. That's why it's called a special. Because it's special. You're instead of including everybody in the worship, you've got one person with one piece of talent that God's given them. And you've got that one person, and that person's either practiced or got with one of the brothers and sisters, and they've took that little extra effort to make it sound good. So what have they done? They've took their worship to a different level. Listen, this ain't like singing in the shower. This ain't like singing in the shower. Y'all don't do that. Okay, yeah, well, pray for me. And Sister June. She has to hear it. But when you get down, the reason I sing in the shower because it feels good. I mean, that's the time I'm getting clean, and that ought to be the time when you come here, when you're getting cleaned up, when the scales are coming off of you because you've been out in the world for, you know, days at a time, and you got all that scaly feeling on. To me, it's like it's oily. It's oily. It's like you walk through, you know, you go through somewhere and you just feel dirty. Mm-hmm. But when you come here, you ought to feel clean. Or if you're not clean, you ought to come here and get clean. Right. One of the two. Amen. All right? Because you're going to leave one way or the other. You're going to leave the same. You're going to keep that oily and go out, or you're going to get rid of that oily and go out and you again. Because listen, we all need a renewing. The Bible talks about a renewing of our mind. Well, the renewing of your mind is the Bible says, put a song in your heart. All right, well, that's where you're singing from. You're singing from your heart, not trying to, like Brother Branham said, he said they'll sing these great, you know, notes up here and these great notes down here, and he said, and commit adultery the day after. Right. All right? He was talking about Pat Boone and some of them that was playing at the honky-tonks at night and then playing at the church service. I didn't know if y'all knew that or not. But different ones was doing that. They come from the honky-tonks and then walks in and sits down and starts playing. I know one time we were at a church one time, and this brother, it's a message church, and he liked music, but he brought this guy in that was like a country music. He wasn't a famous guy, but he came in to play, and he played so loud, and it was just so, it wasn't his atmosphere to be in. He needed to be in the bar, you know, playing his instrument, but they brought him in to play for some silly reason, and I'm just not going to do that. Well, have we become hirelings where we have to be hired to come in and play the music? Or are we getting somebody off the street because we can't play good? You think about that. You start practicing. And you practice for the Lord. And forget about what the world says. But we don't need somebody outside playing our music for us. Come on, somebody. We need somebody filled with the Holy Ghost to sing the songs for us. When you open your book, if you've got the Holy Ghost, that fire ought to go right down into those words, and they ought to come and burn off of that page. And we all have our favorite songs, right? Everybody has a favorite song that you sing, and then you have a situational song, right? Right? You have a situational song. When you get in some kind of situation, you start singing that song, right? And it ain't something to do with the world. It's a Christian song, I hope. I know sometimes, you know, and that's how, just stop for a minute. I was going to say this later on, but I say it now. You see how music influences the world, though. I mean, Brother Donnie, I mean, he's 70 and I'm 64, so he's 70 plus, but a little. But the era of music, what I'm saying is the era of music was the Beatles and first one thing and another like that, and you go into, you know, you don't want to have nothing to do with that, right? We don't have no Beatles music in the house. I hope not. I hope you ain't got no Beatles in your house. But if you do, there's an exterminator. It's called Jesus. And he'll come anytime too. You ain't got to wait on him. But where was I going with this? No, you go into Walmart and you hear that one song, a song. And it might be just like real soft. Right. It may not be like blaring. It may be that. And you start singing it in your head, mm-hmm. and you can't get it out of your head. Yep. Right. Especially one that you've heard back in the world. And that, well, what is that? That Satan anointing, I'm sorry, but that Satan anointing to praise is supposed to go to God. Right. Let's just be honest. It's this, the anointing that's supposed to go to God, Satan has brought in something that we listen to out in the world, and we can't get it out of our head. When they can't do that. But when I start hearing that, and I start tapping my foot at something like that you know, played, and I start singing Amazing Grace, because I know it real well. So, and you know what that does? It moves that thing out of the way. But now, what's the difference in us and the world, though? Because the world will take that and they will use that music. And then, listen, every piece of music has an anointing with it. Right. Every piece of music. It doesn't matter. Worldly music, Christian music, it all has an anointing to it. Because, listen, some of these people can't write these songs without an anointing. Right. Even though you're out in the world and you hear these songs, you know that that come from somewhere that had an anointing to it. They're just not sitting there going, I think this will rhyme with this. You know, because psalms are supposed to rhyme. I think this will rhyme with this. And no, they're anointed like Claude, Brother Claude was preaching here about the fifth dimension. You know, singing the age of Aquarius. Well, that's us. Now, see, most of you that's heard it, it's going to be in your head for the rest of the sermon. Mine too. But it was an anointing for the time. All right? And then Brother Branham said, you know, like Elvis Presley, he sold his soul for a fleet of Cadillacs. He sold his talent to the world where God wanted him to use the talent for the Lord, because he come from a Pentecostal background, Pentecostal church. But he turned around and gave it to Satan instead of giving it to the Lord. But, you know, it's kind of funny. Have you heard Elvis sing How Great Thou Art? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, that was an anointing. But that man, if he didn't get born again before he died, he's going to find out how great that man is. Sadly to say. But there's an anointing there for every one of them. Every one of them. So same with me and you. When we come to church service, we want to be anointed by the Holy Ghost with what we have that, listen, I say what we have that we have. What that you have may differ from what I have. Not the different Holy Ghost, but a different anointing. Like, and I know y'all. I know. Some of you like this certain strip of songs or pages of songs. Sister Mary's shaking her head. We got our favorites. But we got to break out over here because you know, brother over here may like this group of favorites. All right? But we mold them together, and it's kind of trying to formulate this. I'm trying to think like David. Here's David. He doesn't have a recorder. He doesn't have even sound, you know, like an amplifier. He's playing these psalms, and he's singing these songs, and he's playing this instrument, and really he's playing them to himself. He doesn't have an audience except when he did that with Saul, but there really wasn't an audience there. In other words, David wasn't a concert pianist. You understand what I mean? He was pretty much, well, who was he playing for? He's playing for us. He was playing for someone with the Holy Ghost that had an anointing that could, because listen, if you can't identify with the Bible, then you're not a Christian. You got to identify yourself. You've heard it 1,000 times. You got to find yourself in the Bible. You got to find who you are, and you've got to find out, David, look, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Well, who's he talking about? He's not talking about himself. He's talking about us. Right. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why do you like songs that are different sometimes or a song that's special to you? Something in that lyrics or something in that song speaks to what you went through during a period of your life or what you're going through right now. There's something going on that God will allow that. And to me, that's God helping us. Don't have to have a minister there every 5 minutes, but you can have a song in your heart every 5 minutes. And God can give you a song that will help you through your situation. But when you come in this door, we know that the word's more important. But when you come through this door, though, we have got to be washed. As I said before, we've got to be washed off. That's why I said, you know, if you have a fight with your wife or your husband or your kids, get it done before you come in that door. If not, you're going to bring that thing in here. Hello, somebody. That's why I said, and I'm going to say it one more time. You need to be here 20 to 30 minutes before the service starts. Now, I'm not trying to make it a law, but you could hinder the service by walking in here with an attitude 2 minutes before the service starts. Hello, somebody. Amen. You know why? Because I have done it. I know that's why I feel safe saying that. Because we've all done it. But we should not. See, that's one thing you can control. Nobody else can control that. Can't control your attitude coming through that door. You're the only one that can control it. If you have to stop and pray before you go in that door, stop and pray before you go in that door. Or come in and see into this. Because I want us to see, too, and I'll read this, what Brother Branham says about this being a, in other words, this is a place of safety. This is a place that you can come to, and you ought to be able to feel safe. You ought to be able to speak to the Lord in worship and in the preaching coming forth, but also in the worship, you should feel comfortable in this building. If you're not, maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're not a sheep yet. I said yet. I didn't say you. I'm not throwing people out, but we do believe in conversion. From a goat to a sheep, we believe that. We're all a bunch of goats. But we do, by the transforming power of the Lord, become comfortable with sheep because we become a sheep. Amen? And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I was thinking this morning, I was mainly thinking of Brother Michael and the job they do with driving an hour and a half. And I know some of you drive close to that anyway, but they drive from Atlanta. An hour and a half, one way, to get here. And he gets here on time. Before time. So that's a sacrifice. And God won't let that go. He'll give you something. Something he'll give you. You say, well, I don't know where it's at. Well, he will. You make a move to God, he's going to have to make a move to you. The problem is that sometimes we don't make that move. But if you'll make that move to God and step out and say, God, I'm going to sacrifice my time. Just like coming up here for Bible study and coming to the different functions that we have. It's a sacrifice. But it should be a sacrifice of thanksgiving that we can come. Not that it's a drudgery or if I don't show up, you know, Brother Wade's got this secret calendar in the office. I hope they don't find it. A secret calendar in the office that marks you when you don't come in. I told a brother that one time. He said, oh, I come to church all the time. I said, I got a calendar. I want you to see these X's on it. But I was just kidding. I don't keep up with it. I do know that you're not here, but that's your business, not mine. But let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Look, and declare his works with what? With rejoicing. Right. Not with a solemn, sad face. No, declare his works with rejoicing. Listen, when you come in here, this is what we do. You come in here, we try to get all the world out of you. We pray in the back. Brother Joe, Brother Luis, Brother Aaron, whoever, Brother John, the different ones that lead singing, Brother Michael, we pray. Y'all, we pray. What do I pray? That the anointing that will be on you will go from here to there. Right. Not just come out here with anointing and you just got a big old bubble and you know you're inside that thing and nobody's gonna bother you and I'm gonna be up here. No. A true song leader. Listen to me, a true song leader gets a song started and then let it flow this way. Right. Let the people sing louder than the song leader. Right. It's not a show. Right. You're not trying to show how many chords, how many octaves you can carry. Right. It's getting the people involved in the worship service and involved in what we're doing. Because listen, you've made a sacrifice. Right. If you made a sacrifice to get here, let's worship. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the one that saved your soul. Because I'll promise you, on Monday, the one that wants your soul back is going to come. Early Monday morning, the devil gets up. I don't think he sleeps. Yeah, he will. You ain't kidding. But we're going to declare it here. And then let that flow out into the congregation. Psalms 111 verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Look, with my whole heart. Put everything you got into it. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Psalms 150, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Thank you for what he did for you. Amen. Thank you for what he did for you during the week. Have you ever thanked him for the job you got? Oh, bless God, not my job. Well, I guess God didn't give you that one, and you're probably going to have to get another one pretty quick because you need to give God praise for everything you got. Amen. Everything you got, give him praise. Because you know what? God may have you in that place, and you think this is hell on earth, and it may be, but he put you in there to shine a light. He put you there to shine a light. And listen, he put every one of you that are born again in your place. When you go out in that world, you are showing and a witness of, at the day of judgment, God's going to say, I sent the sister right by you, and you turned me down. You remember what the Bible says? The Bible says, no, they're not turning you down. God said they're turning me down. And as we were talking about, the cup of water in my name and all the different things, that comes from us. That emanates from us. Right. Eternal life, listen, eternal life has to come through the body because that's the only place there is eternal life. Right. It's the body of Christ. That's why we lay hands on for the healing. We lay hands on for the Holy Ghost. But we're going to be able, though, to speak as God speaks. Right. Oh, don't get quiet on me. Brother Branham, I read you that quote about 10 sermons in a row. He said, it'll come to a time where you don't have to lay hands on the sick. You'll speak the word and it'll happen. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, listen, you're not going to get to it. As Brother Bob said, we're not going to get to it and we come the prescribed way. Everybody come together. Everybody listen. It's like Brother Branham said. He said, look, if John's got the football, why are you tackling John? He's on your team. All right? Block for him. As my old high school coach said, either lead, follow, or get out of the way. All right? Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Jeremiah 33:11 says, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Bring it into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Psalms 147:1 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. Everybody believes the Bible's right, right? You know, it's not just out there for just whatever. No, it has a meaning. All right, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Listen, God enjoys the worship of his saints. Because listen, nobody else knows how to worship. Nobody else knows how to worship the true God except the bride. All right? So let's read this real quick and then we'll be done. Brother Brown tells us in 1954, he said, we sing those songs and it lights up our countenances. To think after 10,000 years we'll have no less time. But you know now is the time we got to work for the Lord, isn't it? The only time that we have is in this little span of mortal life while we're here. And I believe that it behooves us to put every minute that we can in the Lord's service doing something. No matter what it is, if it's singing, testifying, doing something for the glory of the Lord. For just think, we're just going to sing 10,000 years after we get there. That's just the song service. It's just that it's not quite over that, you know, 10,000 years. So it's going to be a wonderful time. He continues on in the sixth paragraph. Now, same sermon. Now, don't want to take too much of your time, for I know tomorrow's Monday, work day. And during the time of the revival, if God willing, we just want to find a good hour and a half or 2 hours of a night. Song service, and they go right into the teaching of the word. And I think that songs are marvelous, but we can ruin a meeting by songs. All right, well, here we go on the other side. All right, we can sing too long. Okay? Too many of them. See, we can sing, but what the house of God is for correction, for the word, for understanding and instruction, that we know how to behave ourselves. And I think you got your songs just fine now, just like it was tonight. He's talking about the worship service. That's very fine. Now, here's 1959. They asked him a question about conducting a service. He said, after a while, they begin to hear the bell ring. You remember the old church bell? We used to have them at Gillsville, and they hold them church bells to start ringing. Well, you knew that was a call to service. All right, church has begun to take up. Then they bring these messages. He's talking about tongues and interpretation should not be in a congregation while the service is going on. See, that's where they missed it, where they would jump up and Brother Brown be preaching or somebody be preaching. They'd jump up and give a tongues and interpretation, and it'd be the Lord. They just couldn't control themselves. But he said the way to do it is to take those people with gifts, put them in a room before the service starts, let them prophesy or speak in tongues and interpret and write it down on a piece of paper, and then you put it up here on the platform, and then the minister reads that interpretation. That's the correct way of doing it. Then they bring these messages, lay them right here on the desk. Right here's where they're supposed to be laying. I'm off somewhere studying, praying. After a while, I walk out after the songs are being sung. The church is all in order. People coming, sitting, meditating, praying. That's what you're supposed to do. Not come to church and talk to one another. You come to church to talk to God. That's why we don't talk in the sanctuary unless we absolutely have to. This is not a place. This is not a lodge. Not a place to bring food, and we're not going to sit here, and you know we're not going to have cappuccino in the seats. I promise you that. As long as I'm here, this is a place to worship. You got hours to do that out there. Hours. You got about 2 hours in here. Please give God those 2 hours and be solemn, be correct, do it in worship, doing in worship to Him, not anybody else. Then go have your cappuccino if you want to. If you want to pay $17.95 for a Starbucks 2 ounce coffee, go right ahead. Devils. Have your fellowship out there, see? We're fellowshipping with God now. And we come here talking. Now, he don't mean talking. He's talking about talking to the Lord. All right? We come here talking. Everything quietly, reverent. The Spirit's moving. The pianist comes to piano about 5 minutes before the service starts. Starts real sweet. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down there for cleansing from sin I cried. Or some good sweet song real quietly. It brings the presence of the Holy Ghost into the meeting, see? All right? The people sitting there, some of them start weeping and come to the altar and repent before the service ever starts. I've preached at several places that even before during the preliminaries, people would come up and pray. You know, if you had a fight with your wife and it was a good one, you better come up here. Because you might not be able to get rid of it back there before the preacher comes out. But I'm trying to make it funny, but it's not really not. I mean, some were really, they needed deliverance before the preacher came out. All right? And some of the deacons or some of the sisters would come up and help them lay hands. I've seen that several times. Not here, because we've just not done that. But in some services, they are welcome to come up and pray around the altar before the service starts. And you sure are welcome to do that. And we'll pray with you if you need it. Listen, we want to get everything right. Because we know one thing's for sure. The devil's here before you get here. He's right here before you get here. He, like I said before, he comes to church when you don't. The church is in travail. Christians are praying. They got their positions. They're not sitting around chewing gum. Saying, hey, Liddy, give me some of your lipstick. I want, I need, the other day when I was down there shopping, I tell you, I almost stepped on your toes. Did I ever seen such? What do you think about that? Oh, mercy. And call this the house of God. Why, it's a disgrace. The body of Christ coming together, there we sit. Amen. All right. The men sitting by say, when we went over there, this so-and-so and so-and-so. That's all right outside, But in here, it's the house of God. We didn't come to talk to nobody but God when you come in this room. All right? Come in praying. Take your positions. I'm talking now not to your churches, brethren. I don't know what you do. I'm talking to this tabernacle, because this is, and I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to my own back door, see? That's right. Now, when you come in like that, then the first thing you know, the pastor walks out. He's freshly. He don't have to be answering this, that, or the other. He's coming right out at the due of his ministry. He's been under the power of the Holy Spirit. He walks right into where more tongues of fire are gathered together. That makes a song. That makes a service that goes from singing to worship into the ministry. And then if you need something afterwards, there's always an altar call. The altar is always open. And I have, during some of the youth meetings, I've seen when Brother Ron and different ones were preaching, and the power of the Lord strike the people, and he'd be preaching away and still be preaching. Hadn't been preaching 30 minutes, and three or four people come to the altar. Well, praise God. One of you deacons or one of you preachers, you get up and you come over here. Now, I can't leave here. You don't leave your post of duty. This is the spirit of the prophet, subject to the prophet, so we continue preaching. Somebody comes up, prays with them. That ain't going to bother me none. That actually is going to help, because if they something they got cloudy in their brain or in their body and they come up here and get rid of it, it's going to make it easier for the service to go. I want our services to be worship. That's my last thought. I want it to be a worship and worship God, not be a formality, not be a let's open and you know, Brother Brown does tell us. Now, he does tell us in certain places in Conduct, Order, and Doctrine. He'll tell you, he'll say, open a service, a couple of congregationals, maybe he calls it an outstanding special, take up the offering, bring the preacher out. That's okay. He's trying to set parameters for us not to get away from. All right, not 30 songs, 10 testimonies, and then the preacher comes out and you're wore out. But we do it right here. I mean, we do as we all have done before. If you hear, feel the Spirit, sing one more song. If something's not right, please sing another song. Then when you feel like led to bring the preacher out, you bring the preacher out. Doesn't matter if it's me or anybody else. You do that. You song leaders and different things. I don't want you to just go, well, now we're just going to sing these two songs, and then we're going to take up an offering, and then we're going to, and that's okay. But let's let the Spirit lead us, not a piece of paper. But I also agree with Brother Joe, though. You need to at least give them a format. You're doing that so the musicians are not fumbling through looking for, you know, this. Worse than anything is this. You know, 10 minutes, everybody trying to find the. That's why I lobbied with my father several years ago to have these. Because I'll promise you, most of you is too lazy to open the book. Because you mumbles the verses, but we all pretty much know the chorus. So the voices, everybody goes up when the chorus, then it goes down. If they don't put that up on the screen, y'all are mumbling. Yeah, hello, somebody. Am I at home or not? Y'all are mumbling. You're going, num, 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 till you get to the chorus. Then you pretty much know the chorus, but you don't know the verses. But now that they have the verses up here for us, you can sing, and sing without looking for the book. Listen, you can don't have to thumb through your Bible to find scriptures. I got them all right there for you. I got the quotes there for you. We are Laodicea, folks. Lazy. No, but there's a balance to that. There really is a balance to it. I want you to worship. That's why I want the song leaders to have a lapel mic. If you can stand it, because you can do this, you can do this, you can point, you can do all. But if you got to, it's like I always say, I can't preach with an ice cream cone in my hand. I just can't do that. Some can, I can't. All right, last time I did it, I hit a guy in the head with it. So, an interpreter. I told him not to follow me. He was interpreting in French, and I turned around and said something. When I did, I had it in my left hand, and I turned around to motion to point, and I forgot to put it in his hand point. I did like that and hit him right between the eyes. It woke most of the church up. They had a shouting time after that. They were all Haitians. They said, wow! But don't come in here 5 minutes before service starts, okay? You ought to know better. You ought to know you got to come in. If you don't, then you got a problem with pride, and we need to pray for that. Oh, I don't need that. Listen, there's nothing in Christianity that I don't need. Nothing. There is nothing that I don't need. Especially, I need him. But there's not a part of it, and I am leery about people that says, oh, we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to take communion. We're above that. We don't have to take this ordinance. We're above that. Well, now, who made you God? Come on. Who made you God? I'm like Brother Branham. I'll tell you, I'll read it where God put it in the Bible. You read it to tell me where he took it out. Okay? You read in the Bible and tell me how he took out all this worship. He took out communion. He took out foot washing. Tell me where he took it out. We'll just quit. And we'll just quit doing anything. No, he never took it out. These are things we do as Christians. We do them because we love God. I don't take communion on first Sunday every month just because I have to. I want to. I want God. Listen, it's like Brother Brown said, and this, I'm closing here. Even if you're a Christian, you got some doors you don't want God to play in. Well, pray for me. I do. Okay? I got some doors I ain't ready for God to play in yet because he might find something that he don't like. And I know one thing's for sure. He's going to find something he don't like. Because I don't even like me myself. And I'm standing inside the door. You clapping for me? Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. But let's be honest. But worship should never be a drudgery, though. It should never be a drudgery. You should never come to church and say, I just really don't want to be here. It's like that brother, where Brother Bob said this is the message church. Well, it's the last of the month. I think I'll just come to church. Find me that in the Bible. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together and much more as the day approaches. All right. I didn't write that. God did. So, but we come here to worship. I come here to get clean. I am just dirty when I get here. Well, bro, you're the preacher. You ought to know how. I got mine and y'all on my mind. Now, I do. And I appreciate that. Listen, I'm here for you guys. You know, I'm here for y'all. But take some of the burden off, get rid of it before you walk in the door. Okay? Get rid of it before you walk in the door, and we'll have a lot better service. I don't want us to be sad-faced bunch of people. I want us to be happy. I want us to walk out of church service and say, man, not that I'm a good preacher, but I want to say, God spoke to me something to help me. Have you ever heard God speak to you and it didn't help you? No, I've never heard God speak to me and to go, well, I didn't really need that. No, I need every word because he's the one that knows what I need, when I need it, and who it comes through for me to get it. Can you swallow that? Can you swallow that? And who it comes through? Because listen, we got a prophet that left us 1,100 sermons. We listen to it. We revere him, but he's gone. But his message is still here. And we take that message, and it molds into the Bible. Actually, listen, it is the Bible. It's the Bible made manifest. It's the Bible. Listen, God has never lived in a group of people like he's living in them now. Never has he lived the way he wanted to in a group of people down through the church ages. Because they've had scruples. They've had this. They've had dark times. They've had this kind of doctrine and this kind of issue and this kind of denomination to fight, which we do anyway. But we know how. Listen, Brother Brown said, we have Satan's answer. If you have Satan's answer, use it. Use it. And let's start by worship. Let's start by getting everything done before you walk in that door back there. Lay it on the Lord. He said, put your cares and your burdens on me. And why did he say that? He said, because I care for you. He said, lay your burdens on me because I care for you. I want you to have a good time. Listen, this world is not going to get any better. Not going to get any better. There's not going to be this great religion come up. There's not going to be. Listen, Brother Branham said if Jesus came himself, he's not going to change what he's already said. This world's condemned. It's done. It's finished. But you and I have a protection. It's called Christianity. It's called God in your soul. And if God's in your soul, then guess what? It's got to come out. A fire. Not shut up in my bones. We're going to let it out. And we're going to manifest it. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Joe, anybody have a need, then we'll pray with you. If not, then Brother Joe, can, like I said, we'll give you about 5 minutes to. Yes, sir.
Don't have prayer over the musicians.
Yes, we're going to do that just right here in just a second. Yes. We are going to do that. Brother Aaron brought it to our attention the other day, and I believe it's a wonderful thing. We'll do that very last thing before we dismiss is we'll have all the musicians and the song leaders come up to the front. Even though you're not playing anything right now, I want you to come up here now and stand around the altar. And ministers, come on up, and we're going to pray over our group. Just stay right there for now. You pray the prayer of faith over these musicians, song leaders. Listen, without them, it'd be hard to worship. That's why God loves his people to worship him. Because they worship him in spirit and truth. And you set the tone for us either struggling when we come out here. And we do sometimes. We struggle. But it's really better if we don't struggle and let the Lord get to somebody. Didn't Brother Brown say one unconfessed sin will stop the whole congregation from getting something? Well, one? Even though you're not involved, what's it doing? It's hindering this person standing here. And he can't go in that direction because of a sin that's unconfessed or whatever you want to call it. All right? But it would be, let's get it confessed. Get it out. You say, well, no, there's no ritual. Listen. Talk to God. I talk to God. I don't talk to God like thee, thou, and all that. I know some of you are giggling, and that's right. You hear people, they pray, and that's okay. But when I talk to God, it's like me calling Donnie up on the phone. I talk to God like that. He's my friend. He's my buddy. He's right here. Who do you talk to? You talk to the one inside of you. You don't have to, you don't have to get up and listen. You don't even have to close your eyes. Please don't pray while you're going down the road and close your eyes. Okay? But don't you talk to God with your eyes open? Listen, it's reverent to close your eyes. We know that. I'm not trying to be silly. But if the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, you can't go through your daily work with your eyes closed. But you talk to God. I talk to God just like he's standing right here. And a lot of times, he don't like to be standing right here. He don't like me and what the stuff I do, but he's still my friend. He's still he's my lover. He's not going to move. He's not moving away from me. He's my bridegroom. I'm his bride. You got to think of it like that. He does not want to go away from. He wants to stay right here. And the intimate relationship is between you and him and nobody else. Right? Nobody else. You and him. And you can talk just like you talk to your brother and sister and different ones. Don't argue with him. Okay? Don't argue with him, but talk to him. Say, Lord, it's been a bad day. I need some help. Amen. Do we understand God like that? We should, as the bride of Jesus Christ, understand that God is not somewhere you got to go through a telephone line, you got to go through a satellite, then you got to get to an angel, then the angel takes a piece of paper to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost takes a piece of paper to Jesus. No. What did he tell us? He said he's nigh thee. Even in thy mouth, the word of faith that you preach. He's right here. You talk to him like that. Talk to him as he's your friend. You buddy. You young people, talk to him as your friend, as your buddy. You say, well, I'm a girl. God understands that. Okay? Listen, he's all-knowing, so he knows your problems. He knew it before you even had them. But he wants you to confess. He wants you to talk to him. Listen, why did he make us? He didn't need us. Did God need us? Uh-uh. He's self-sufficient. He's Elohim. He's self-existing. He don't need air to breathe. He don't need us to stand around this pulpit to be God. But he does love worship. And we were inside of him worshiping, not his people, but in his DNA. And now, here we are. We're out here now, giving praise back to the one that we love. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we embark on this new journey, Lord, we pray that you would bless each one that's here under the sound of our voice, the ministers here and the song leaders and the musicians, Lord. We're praying in earnest, Lord, that nothing would stand in the way for us to be able to worship you in spirit and truth. And Father, if anything does come in, Lord, may we strike that thing out and know to get rid of it, Lord, before we even come here. Lord, to do the right thing and play the right instrument, Lord. And if we don't even know how to play an instrument, Lord, clap our hands. You gave us a 10-string instrument called two hands. Lord, that we can clap our hands and worship and praise you, Lord. We do not want this to be a Christianity of drudgery, Lord, but Christianity of life and life more abundant. And to be as David, just praise you everywhere we go. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Father, just be with each one. Lord, just brood over them by the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you've sent each and every one of us. And Lord, may we speak to you, as we said, as a friend. And Lord, that you're not way out somewhere that you can't be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, Lord. I pray that you'd bless each one under the sound of my voice. As we head forward, Lord, I pray that you'd bless the song leaders, the ministers, and anyone that has anything to do, the musicians in the service, Lord. I pray that they'll come prayed up, that they'll come, Lord, under this umbrella of the Holy Ghost in the tabernacle, Lord, and that we'll do what you say, and that you'll have the preeminence, Lord. That's what the prophet told us in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. He said God wants to have the preeminence, and that means to be the preeminent one, the one that stands in front of everything, the one that we get out of the way and let you take over, Lord. I pray that we all will do that, Lord. Know when to move over and let you take over, Lord, because you're perfect. And Lord, you love worship and you appreciate your people. You put us here, Lord, to worship you. And Father, now I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that as we continue this and the further ones on down the road in a few months, I pray that you would anoint each one of us, Lord, to play the best we can play, sing the best we can sing, that we can preach the best we've ever preached in our life, Lord. All the ministers and different song leaders and all the ones, Lord, that has a part in this service, I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint us fresh. And that, Lord, we go forward from here, Lord, singing the psalms of praise as David. And even as you said, unclean spirits would leave Saul. They can't stand good worship, Lord, but you do. So we invite you, Lord, to help us. And bless each one that's here under the sound of our voice and around this pulpit, Lord, and the ones in the congregation all the way to the back. We pray that you'd anoint us, Lord. If we want to raise our hands, Lord, raise our hands. Shout, Lord, whatever gift that we have in the Bible, we know that it's ours and that we can use it anytime that you allow us to use them. And Lord, I pray that we be recipients, that we be ready when you do come to give us a gift, that we be ready when you come to give us a word of exhortation, that we be ready when you come to give us a prophecy, or give us a scripture, or give us a message, Lord, to the people. Father, we pray that you'd do that, Lord. And we open up all of our hearts, Lord, that we want you to come inside and dwell. And as we were saying before, open those doors and let you in, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that you'd take care of each one, Lord, under the sound of our voice. Lord, may your praise be given. And may the rafters shake with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I believe in that. I believe there's power, wonder-working power in the blood, but I believe there's power in the bride. in song and in sermon. Father, just be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you want to play a little bit, that's fine. We'll start. But take about 5 minutes and go to the restroom or get you some water and just do it quietly. And the presence of the Lord's here. I don't know if you feel it or not, but it just gets different when he comes. It's just different. It's an atmosphere it's an atmosphere we ought to get used to, though. It's an atmosphere that we shouldn't be scared of. It's an atmosphere that we should be comfortable with, and that we'll stand for him, because he already stood for us, so we're standing for him. Just take about 5 minutes.
And your life will never be the same. And there is only one way to touch him. Oh, just believe when you call on his name. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him. Just
stayed, and we'll go over what the format will be for these services that we're going to have bi-monthly. Of course, as Wade said, we're going to dedicate a Sunday afternoon, not to have second service, but just make this as a worship service practice. And of course, anytime in between time, you can come and get with Sister Esther and let her know if you want to practice. But so what we're going to do is on these evenings that we have this special worship service practice, we want the song leaders, you know who you are. If you have a new song or an existing song you want to practice, you can come up and practice first. And so we're going to set a time for the song leaders up to 15 minutes. You can get with, have your song prepared, maybe print out if you want me to print it. Any songs you need printed, we can do it in the back and use our equipment to print the lyrics. And then if you don't know the key, we can get the key, and then we'll just kind of start practicing like that. And then after the song leaders, then we'll have individuals, those who have special, our special singers that are on the calendar, or any individual that wants to practice. You also have up to 15 minutes. Just be prepared with your song and lyrics, and then you can come up here and kind of go through the same format. And then lastly, we'll have the choir and the groups to practice, because they'll need a little more time than maybe 15 minutes. But we'll have the Sunday school classes come up and practice first, and then the adult choir will come up. And so, you know, just feel free. This is the time, us as a body of Christ, is to worship. And you can stay, you can leave, you can, you know, those who are not instrument players, just feel free to stay and worship with us. So.